Not as the world gives peace do I give it. That's really the point. The world's idea of peace might be represented very well by the Romans who destroyed the temple. They pillaged, they burnt, they killed people. And then they said they had pacified Judea. They brought peace. But it was peace that was based on being afraid. And today in our gospel, we see those words. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. And we are asked to change our lives from lives that are based on fear, when everything in our culture, our society, our churches, everything that we learn says to us, be adversarial. Commit yourself. Win the argument. Win the fight. Be on top. And Jesus comes and presents a completely different theory. He says to us, you can do that, but at some point you're going to figure out it doesn't work. There's always a faster gun. There's always a better tongue. There's always somebody who will out-argue you, someone who will be stronger than you, someone who will make you afraid. And Jesus tells us that living in fear is not what helps us. In fact, the opposite of love is fear. Instead, Jesus says to us, accept my peace, the peace that I offer to you. And it changes everything. It changes how we live every day. It changes the conversations we have, the way we interact with others. We go from that adversarial point of view of having to win discussions and arguments. We go from anger to peace, from hostility to peace. We learn to understand what a great gift God has given to us. My peace I give you. But we don't have to accept it. We can go on living in fear and making others afraid and believing that that's helpful and works because maybe in the short term they quiet down and let us have our way. But in the long term, it destroys our souls. It takes away the very life that God gives us. So this gospel is given to us today to challenge us, to ask ourselves if we are ready to finally accept the gift of peace, not as the world gives it, but as Jesus gives it. And that peace is a wonderful gift. It's like Jesus escorts us to a chair and has us sit down calmly and be at peace. Live in peace. And then he asks us to remain there. Not to get up and go look for tension or difficulty or another argument to win or gossip to join in. To stay in peace. He says, remain in my love. We've probably all experienced moments of true peace in our lives, of love. But our habit is to leave that and to believe that those tensions that are a part of our everyday lives are the way things are really meant to be. But you don't believe that that's the way it will be in heaven, do you? Don't you understand that that will be a place of peace? Do we think suddenly the day we die, we're going to be ready for that? Or do we begin to change now to allow ourselves to experience the peace God gives. And it changes us so that we understand that all the things that we put such importance to in this life, in the long run, really don't matter. What Christ promises us is that if we live in his love, he will live in us. And everything will be all right. Stay in your peace. It'd be interesting to try that. To ask yourself, could you spend a week living in peace? Maybe that's too much. Could you spend a day being at peace? Maybe that's too much. Could you try for an hour to be at peace, not when you're napping, but when you're living with other people and engaging them? Can you give up needing to be right and in control and demanding and dictatorial and not see that that isn't working? Be able to understand that we are called to something greater? That's how Christ lived his life. No matter what they did or said to him, no matter how they treated him, he stayed in the peace that the Father had given him. We are told the Father will send the Holy Spirit of Christ to be with us, to remind us of all the things he has taught us, to remind us that we are given the gift of peace. We will do it again today during Mass. We will say the peace of the Lord, not the peace that this world offers, not just a cessation of war, but true peace that changes our interior lives, that heals us, that calls us to a deeper way of living, a way of living that isn't based on how you treat me will be how I treat you. That just degrades all of us. But true peace changes us so that we make the choice to say, I am a person created and loved by God, and I will live in that love always. I will treat others with love and consideration always. So instead of coming and going, doing it and not doing it, we learn that the best choice we make every single day is to remain in God's love, to stay in his peace. May we experience that as a gift given to us, and that we, by the way we live, offer it to one another.